Radio KJR's finest. In fact, Seattle's finest, I've got to say. Dick Fain. Morning, Dick.
Is anything like Seattle's best coffee?
Yeah. Starbucks. The home of Starbucks.
There you go. Home of the grunge sound, too, Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. What's going on? How are you? Long time no talk.
How was Maui?
Oh, Maui was fantastic. No question. We did have a couple of rainstorms blow through. It was actually the same rainstorm that affected the PGA golf tournament in LA a few days later. It just kind of blew right through the Pacific and dumped about 6 inches of rain on LA. But we got it for about a day or two. But other than that, it was absolutely beautiful. Love going out there to Maui whenever I can.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let's go to that straight away. Riviera Country Club hosted, and Dustin Johnson wins comfortably and takes the world number one position after, I think it was 47 weeks with Jason Day. This guy, I think he's first major last year and many more in front of him, you would think, Dick.
You would think. Yeah, he's a little bit older than the other guys that we're talking about. He's a little older than the Spieths and the Rorys and the Jason Days. But, you know, he's finally got it all together. I think he's got his life settled down. I mean, you know, he had all of the issues with drugs. He had to set out for a while. And, you know, he's a guy that I think is the greatest athlete ever to pick up a golf club. I mean, ooh, I'm not going to say he's the greatest golfer ever, but he's the greatest athlete ever to pick up a golf club. He's a guy that you could put, you know, a tennis racket in his hand, a basketball in his hand, and he'd look like, you know, that he knew exactly what he was doing. And you can't say that about a lot of the golfers out there. They're pretty finely tuned at their one particular craft, but they don't necessarily translate well as far as the other skill sets in the other sports. And he's just a tremendous athlete. It was just a matter of getting his head right. And also, you know, getting to the point where he could focus for four straight rounds. I mean, the Dustin Johnson that we knew 2, 3, 4 years ago was the guy that would throw up a 65, he'd throw up a 67, and then he'd have just this inexplicable 75. That just out of nowhere, where he'd have a couple of eights on his scorecard, where he just mentally would check out. And then when he wasn't in the race to win a tournament, then he'd just kind of like, I don't really care all that much. And he'd either miss the cut, or he'd finish in 40 or 50th place. And you're like, what is Dustin Johnson doing missing a cut in a tournament like this? He's got no business doing that. So the consistency wasn't there. Now you're getting the consistency. He won the U.S. Open last year, which took the huge monkey off his back, where he didn't have to worry about the pressure anymore. And I wouldn't be surprised if he won one or two majors this year, playing the way he's playing.
Wow. All right. Mate, the All-Stars, that I don't think defense is a big thing for the All-Stars week, but I think the argy-bargy between the superstars was all the talk, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we saw it was kind of amusing, really, this whole Russell Westbrook versus Kevin Durant thing. I mean, it's like a couple of 13-year-old girls bickering at each other. And one cheats on the other one with a boyfriend or something, and then they don't talk to each other for 6 months. It's pretty juvenile, to be perfectly honest with you. And I'm more of a Kevin Durant fan than I am a Russell Westbrook fan. I think Russell's just got too much of an attitude for me. At least Kevin kind of keeps to himself for the most part. So Russell's not a particularly likable guy for the NBA fan, whereas Kevin is much more a likable guy. But it was fun to see the alley-oop, you know, Kevin Durant get it, throw it back up to Russell Westbrook for the jam. And, you know, the players had fun with that when they got back to the timeout. They were all applauding and kind of almost a mock applause, really, because I think they get it. They're like, no, what's the deal with you two? Will you just bury the hatchet and get this thing over with? You know, or are you just going to do this for the rest of your careers? So it was a fun All-Star weekend. It was an exhibition. I mean, we saw 192 to 182. You're not going to have any defense, but it was kind of a fun weekend.
Yeah, and Dante Exum was doing some good things too. So from an Aussie point of view, that's encouraging.
Yeah, and in the rookies, the rising stars game, I guess they call it. I think the big story from the weekend, though, and I don't want to fail to mention, is the trade of DeMarcus Cousins to the city that actually hosted the All-Star game, New Orleans. That really it teams DeMarcus Cousins up with Anthony Davis, and maybe those might not be all that familiar. There's only two players in the NBA that have averaged 20 points and 10 rebounds for 4 years in a row. And now they're on the same team. Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins are both on the New Orleans Pelicans, and I think that vaults New Orleans up into the eighth spot for the playoff race. And guess who they get to play? Would get to play in the first round of the playoffs. They'd get the Golden State Warriors in the first round. That would be a fun matchup to watch. I'm not going to say it would be a very close matchup or that Golden State could potentially lose that matchup, but Golden State's had trouble in the past with bigger teams. It's not going to get any bigger and more skilled in the post than Boogie Cousins and Anthony Davis. So I can see the Pelicans winning a game or two in that series against Golden State in the first round.
Yeah, look forward to it. Good on you, Dick. Great to have you back.
See you guys. Thank you.